Chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. I'm excited to have Mary Elizabeth Grimes on the show today. Mary Elizabeth is the president of Marion Middle School. Mary Elizabeth, I am so excited about this conversation. You and I, we know a lot of the same people, but we just recently met through some friends of ours, and you are just such a source of light and just a pillar in our community, and you're doing amazing things. And so I cannot wait for us to jump in this conversation and for our listeners to learn more about you and what you're doing now.
Thank you. I feel the same way about you. Feel like I know you and have known you for years.
I know. I feel the same way. Well, I know you grew up in St. Louis. You've got just an amazing background. I want to talk about how you grew up and then talk a little bit about your career journey. And I mean, the thing is, you've got a background in, my goodness, strategic planning, management, marketing, fundraising, all kinds of things that you've done, Mary Elizabeth. And then I really want to get us into where we are today and what you're doing, because I think we have a lot to talk about there.
Well, that sounds great. I'll start with my parents. I am a native St. Louisan. My father was a police lieutenant, and he had very high standards on justice and what's right and wrong. My mother was a teacher and counselor. So from her, I got servanthood and compassion and just really caring for people. She was always looking for the child that everyone said was the most difficult to work with. And those children would wind up in our home. They would have dinner with us. She would tutor them after a long day's work. And in my adulthood, I have seen many of these individuals who were in our home, and they said, I am the person I am today because of your mother. So, you know, I carry her example and my father's example with me, because when I was growing up, I was not, you know, one of those kids that had the best body, you know, the ones that were chunky. That was me. And, you know, kind of questioning how I looked and all the rest of that. And I remember sharing that with my parents. And, you know, my father said, you can't really go by what people are saying. You really have to look at who you are, your character, your integrity. And, you know, Mary Elizabeth, you're just made for more. And so you really can't hang on to the negative. So I carried that with me. And when I went away to college, 30 days into my college life, my dad passed. And it was very difficult for me to think about continuing on. And my mother said, this is something that you must do for yourself and to be able to move forward, because there are people who are tied to you that you haven't met, and their destiny is dependent on you. So you have to go back. And I did, and had a wonderful college experience. Fast forward, when I went to Washington University to get my business degree, 30 days in, my mother passed.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
And so what I drew my strength from is certainly my faith, but just hearing my mother's words and knowing what sacrifice she had gone through to help me complete college, and that she would say, I expect you to finish your education, because she was so committed to the value of education. I just pulled myself together and continued to work my way through. And I'm so glad that I did. When I shook the chancellor's hand and got my degree, and I looked up to the heaven and gave my mother a kiss.
Oh, I love that. Well, I know that they are looking down on you and just proud of the woman that you are, Mary Elizabeth. I can totally relate, because I came from the same thing. I had amazing parents that believed in me, amazing parents that always encouraged me. But wow, your parents just, those words, I call them apples of gold.
Yeah.
Our words matter, don't they? And they stick with you. So like what your dad said to you, that you are so much more.
Yes.
What amazing wisdom.
Yeah.
And Mary Elizabeth, we can get into this more when we talk about what you're doing now, but I always say that's the way I grew up, but my heart breaks for kids that grow up that don't have that. And so I think that's what you're trying to do today. And we'll get into that. But, you know, how did you get past that yourself, what the outward looks like versus what is inward? Because I think a lot of girls, and probably boys do too, but I think girls really struggle with that.
So one of the things that being president of Marion Middle School, and it's an all-girls school, and in middle school, that really is that time when you're looking for your voice, your identity, to be affirmed. And it was during that period in my life when I look back and I think about what was going on. So at Marion, we focus on the development of the whole child. So it's not just about her academic achievement. Our students come to us 2 to 3 grades behind, and by the time they finish, on average, they're a grade above. But also they come to us with broken souls, because they have to overcome so many different things beyond having limited means in their home. They also may live in a neighborhood where there's violence. They also may live in a home where there's violence. They may live in a neighborhood where there's drugs. There's food insecurity. So many different things. And I say to them, don't quit. This is not a situation that defines you. It is something that will help to refine you.
Ooh, that is a good quote. I love that. So it's not something that defines you. It's going to be the thing that refines you.
Yeah. And so to your question, that was what I held onto. All the things that I have experienced, they help to make me better. I think there's a quote that says, success is not final, but failure is, you know, not the end of it either. It's your growth in the process.
Yes, I'm a big growth mindset person. And I say it really, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all our experiences, if we are willing to receive them that way, really makes us who we are, and we grow through that. So, wow, I do believe the struggle, as hard as it is, and it breaks my heart that they have to go through these things, but the struggle is what gives us strength too. It makes us strong. So we've moved into Marion, and so I want us to really unpack a lot there. So for our listeners who may not know, Marion has been around since 1999. 90% of your girls are interested in STEM. Very interesting to me, since I'm the CEO and co-founder of a technology company. 100% graduate high school, and 84% attend college.
Yes.
Which is just incredible. I love that. You can unpack that a little bit more, but I know that you were the successor for Maureen Herman.
That's correct.
And she kind of came up with the tagline, educating girls for life.
That's who we are. That's what we do.
So what does that mean? I can surmise what that means, but I want to hear it from you. What does that mean, educating girls for life?
I'd like to start from the beginning, which is one nun who heard about an all-boys school opening. And her question in her mind was, what about the girls? And in life, sometimes we have some things that just stay with us. And we know that there are some things that are tied to that burning in our heart. And that's what it was for her. And she sought out others who are in religious congregations to talk about opening this school to provide girls an opportunity to have a quality private school educational experience. And it was for those who would not have the financial opportunity to have that. And so Marion started 21 years ago, as you said, with two grades and 14 students. The Bible says, don't forsake the days of small beginnings. This is a testament to that because we have now grown as a middle school to four grades, starting in fifth grade and having the girls graduate at eighth grade. But here's the key. As I mentioned before, they come to us 2 to 3 grades behind. They finish on average a grade above. We focus on the development of the whole child. So that's her spiritual, her physical, her moral experience, as well as the academic. When I got to Marion, and this is where the initial emphasis was, we realized that the girls going into what we call high-performing high schools, this would be a great opportunity for them. But when they got there, they weren't adjusting well. And so we started something called a graduate support program to help continue to mentor them and help acclimate them in that new environment and then prepare them for post-secondary education. When I got to Marion 7 years ago, I recognized, and again, going back to my background with my family and my mother's emphasis, I knew that it was going to be critically important that we help to shepherd them through their college experience and also starting in fifth grade, help to mold them and develop their focus on their career advancement so that when they graduate, they would be able to walk into job opportunities that would be available to them because they prepared for them in their journey while with Marion and with our support. So that is educating girls for life. There's a multiplicity in the definition, not just the education, but along that journey, what are we putting into their toolbox so that they're equipped and empowered to make positive change in our world and specifically in our community? So we are developing tomorrow's leaders. We actually say, we're developing them today because Marion girls, if you meet them, you'll be very intrigued by what they have to say and the questions they ask. And I call them my girls because I have adopted every last one of them, starting with the middle school girls and going on through college. It's amazing to see how they have developed and the things that they have accomplished.
Well, I think that that's what kind of sets you apart, you know, is the graduate program and continuing on with them. I think that that is a huge Marion difference. I want to get into this, but we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with Mary Elizabeth. You don't want to miss the second half. So come on back and we'll be back with Mary Elizabeth Grimes. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and tell you about something our team at Technology Partners can do for your business. We have spent over 2 decades partnering with organizations and helping them solve their IT needs from a 360-degree perspective. A huge part of how we solve those needs is by developing custom applications of all shapes and sizes. If your team is looking for software and an out-of-the-box solution just isn't right, it's time to consider how we might be able to help. Go to tpi.co/custom apps and learn more about our awesome capabilities. Welcome back. So Mary Elizabeth, we had just talked about the tagline, educating girls for life. And I want to unpack that a little bit more because I know from talking to you, there's also something else really. We're not just impacting that young woman, and we're certainly putting tools in her tool belt, as you had mentioned before. That young woman is going to go to college, God willing. She'll get married. She has her own family. She's going to be influencing her kids, be a leader in the community. maybe a YWCA Women of Distinction like you are this year, an honoree. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But then you told me something else that's really special. And so I want you to tell our listeners about that.
Education is the pathway to freedom. And given the circumstances that our students come from and that they find themselves in, I give their parents a lot of credit because they've gone to different school systems. They've not been satisfied. They want something better for their daughter. And they come to Marion, where there isn't any issue of bullying and drugs and all the rest of those things. When they start to see the transformation that is taking place in their daughter's life, we have parents who say to us, because of how my daughter is developing and growing, I need to be better for her. And what that means for them is going back to school if they have not finished college. And in some cases, we have parents who continue and get their advanced degrees. And because we are such a family-centered school, that's one of our core values, we're cheering on parents as much as we are our students. So our students are role models for younger siblings and cousins, and our families are our best ambassadors for our school because the younger kids are saying, I want to be like my big sister, I want to be like my cousin, and so that's a recruiting method.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Our children can be examples for us, can they not? That's just beautiful. I love that so much. So I want to talk a little bit more now about the girls and some anecdotal stories. I know you have a lot, but one young woman, Renisha, that I had read about, and I love what you said before. You've adopted all these young women, but Renisha is now in college, right? I think at Dillard University. And so you guys, you've been there with her along the journey because she's part of the graduate support program. But she said, when you become a Marion girl, it is like you are everyone's daughter. That's beautiful.
And that speaks to our culture as an organization. We have a life-giving culture, and it's critically important that the people who come to work at Marion feel that the mission is something that they believe in and that they embrace, so that when they are pouring out to our students, the students feel that genuine love, and it actually is a healing balm for them, which is why it is so critically important that you have the right people on the bus. For example, now when we're in the midst of COVID and remote learning, we surveyed our kids and asked them how they were doing. And we got back these amazing remarks. I love school. I love my teachers. I love how you set things up. That was just really so affirming to what we're offering them because we know they're at a disadvantage as it occurs naturally. Now this has been added to it. So in the case of students who come from, and I won't connect the stories, but one little girl was celebrating her birthday and we were asking, so how did you celebrate? She said, I had hamburgers and fries. And we said, well, that's great. And then we asked, well, is that your favorite? She said, yes. But what I normally have for dinner is a cutie. Now, for your listeners who don't know what I'm referring to,
it's a little orange or tangerine. Yeah,
that's right. And so when you have a situation like that, and then you fast forward to a story like Renisha, who is in college and doing well, then seeing them make that journey. And then, for example, one of our graduates is working at Ascension. And when she interviewed, she said, I'm bilingual and I don't know where I should go for work. And we obviously have a connection with Ascension and they are worldwide. And I thought, well, surely they need somebody bilingual. And my request was, I'm not asking for anything special. I just want you to interview her. And if it's a fit, great. As it turns out, her supervisor said by age 30, she will probably be one of their vice presidents.
Oh, my word.
There are people in the organization and outside of the organization trying to recruit her out of the department.
Oh, what an amazing story. That's your girl. That's your daughter, Mary Elizabeth.
I have over 200 of them.
You have a lot of daughters.
I'm the woman in the shoe. Goodness. And, you know, one of the sayings that we have is once a Marian girl, always a Marian girl. So what that means is even for these Marian alums who are in the workforce, if there was something that they needed from us, they know that they could come home and simply ask. And if it's within our power to meet that need for them, we're going to do it.
I absolutely love what you're doing. I love it. It just totally resonates with my heart. And say if one of our listeners is out there and they're like, I want to know more about Marian, how would they get involved?
Sure. Well, in this virtual existence, it's a little more challenging. One thing that we are going to continue, we had these professional mentoring lunches. And when I got to Marian, I was looking at what our fifth graders wanted to be when they grew up. And I got to one where a little girl said, I want to be a princess. Well, this was years ago, so there was no Meghan Markle then. And I thought, okay, I think she needs a plan B. But you become what you believe. And if you don't believe big things for yourself, how will you ever strive for them? So these professional mentoring lunches are an opportunity for our girls to meet with professional women, primarily, who are doing all kinds of things, to be able to share with them what their path was until they got to that particular position. And then our students have a chance to ask them, well, when you were my age, what were you thinking? What were you doing?
Right. Exactly. Somebody asked me that yesterday, and I said, I never thought that I would be the CEO of a technology company, co-founder. I said, I wanted to be Olivia Newton-John. That's who I wanted to be when I was in fifth grade. But that's awesome that you're bringing these professionals in to talk about what they do, because truly, you only know what you see, right? And it's like, what does a day in the life look like for a health practitioner or a veterinarian or what a princess, whatever the case may be? What does a day in the life look like? So I think that that is so important, because I think unless you have those people in your sphere as you're growing up, which you very well may not, you have no idea, and you have no idea what the possibilities are. So what I love about that, you're putting a fire in their belly. You're putting a dream in that girl's heart. And to your point, you can't become what you don't believe. So getting them to that point of going, that seems really interesting to me. And then putting, like I said, that fire in their belly, that'll carry them for sure.
And then the experiential aspect of it as well. So when professionals can come in and give them hands-on experience, which in large part has a lot to do with the aspirational desires of our girls to be in so many STEM careers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have rebuilt motorcycles and motor scooters, which wasn't even in my purview when I was coming up.
Right. But truly, those are the careers of tomorrow. So why aren't we preparing our kids to take on those careers? So I just love everything you're doing. I truly do. This is something extra. So Mary Elizabeth, what do you believe is the something extra every leader needs?
Well, I think that you should lean in and think about the future, especially now. These are such tough times where we are focused on what's happening in the present. But what we've seen historically is that nothing lasts forever. If you're not planning for what's going to take place when we get on the other side of this, you won't be prepared. So I have the fortune of working in an organization which is focused on education. And if you're not investing in our youth and their education, they are our future. And so there is that aspect of it. But I also think you have to think big. And in that planning for the future, even though it may be tough, and we're certainly in tough times now. And then another aspect that I really align myself with is inspiration. I think that, you know, there are lots of characteristics that go along with leadership, like integrity and courage. But people are looking at individuals who inspired them, and they're seeing all of those characteristics wrapped up in that inspiration. They're saying, this person may not be perfect. I know that she's had some brokenness, but how did she overcome the brokenness? Because guess what? I've been broken too. So when they can see someone overcome and still move forward and still have an open heart to help others, that goes back to what I was saying before in the very beginning that my mother shared with me. Your destiny is tied to someone else's, and it becomes your purpose. Our purpose is inspiring others, I believe, making a difference in their lives. And I just feel so grateful and blessed that I'm at Marion and I have a chance to be a part of that every day.
And make a difference in 200 daughters' lives and beyond, and inspire other people to do the same. Well, Mary Elizabeth, I do believe that we were here for a purpose. I believe that our purpose is not about us. It's really, truly about what we're going to do in the world, how we're going to make a difference, and however that shows up. That's why something extra is, to me, so important, because I believe everyone has been given unique talents and abilities, but it's what you do with those that really matters and how you're going to show up for other people. So again, I just want to tell our listeners, Mary Elizabeth is an honoree this year for the YWCA Women of Distinction. That leader lunch, I'm very privileged and honored. Adrienne Bracey is a dear, dear sister of mine. And I am very privileged because I'm the leader lunch chair this year. That event is happening in December. So I would encourage you guys to go out to the YWCA Metro St. Louis and sign up for that event so you can see Mary Elizabeth being honored. But Mary Elizabeth, I want to turn the mic back to you now and let you talk about something that's coming up that you're excited about.
So we have a Girls Night Out event for all of your listeners that are women who are in business, in whatever aspect of business. You want to come and connect with us to hear Lisa Nichols be our keynote speaker. But the other fantastic thing about it is that you'll have a chance to hear from Marion students and Marion alums. So they will tell some of their story. And hopefully, again, you'll be inspired by those young leaders who are coming up through our educational system. Girls Night Out is October 15th at 4 o'clock. It is a virtual event, so you can stay home, be comfortable. After you have an opportunity to hear inspiring words from Lisa, you can decide what chat room you want to go to. And in that chat room, you will hear other women leaders on various topics. So it's like a mini conference.
It's going to be wonderful. I've attended some of those and they're wonderful. So if that is something that interests you, we'll put all the details in the show notes, or you could just Google Marion Middle School and find the event there as well. So, well, Mary Elizabeth, our time is coming to a close here, which it just goes by so fast. I think you and I could talk for 10 hours, but I just appreciate you so much making the time to come on today. And I hope everyone just goes out and explores Marion Middle School. Tell people about it. It is, as Mary Elizabeth said, it's one of St. Louis's best kept secrets.
Thank you. It's been a delight.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.